Hey there, welcome to the program. I'm Gary Zimak. Great to be here with you on this beautiful Wednesday. At least it's a beautiful Wednesday here in South Jersey. I had a great day relaxing with my family today. I hope you had a great day as well. We have got a fantastic show for you today. I'm so glad you're able to tune in to the program. Today, we will look at the Mass readings for Wednesday of the 12th week in Ordinary Time. In the first reading, we're going to continue the saga of our friend Abraham as he continues his journey following the Lord. And then we'll read also the responsorial psalm and the gospel today. In addition to those readings, I'm going to play an interview that I did not too long ago with author Chris Stepien. His book, Dying to Be Happy, from Beacon Press, is an excellent book. It's one of those books that inspired me so much that I invited Chris to become a regular guest on my morning show, Spirit in the Morning. The whole premise of the book is, if you knew that today was your last day, what would you do? I think when you hear that, and it's based on his wife's breast cancer diagnosis. And by the way, she is in remission right now. Praise God for that. But it really woke him up. It was a wake-up call for Chris. And he wrote this great book, Dying to Be Happy, available from Dynamic Catholic. So he's going to be on to talk about one of the stories in the book. We'll play that interview. We'll have our usual features. And we will, as I said, do the daily Mass reading. So all that is in store for you today. I just want to remind you that I would once again like to urge you to visit my website, followingthetruth.com, if you're interested in bringing me to your parish to speak, to your conference. Also, if you'd like to check out any of my books or resources, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. I want to thank you for your prayers, for your good words, and for your financial donations. I really need your help to keep this program going. You know, we are in the summer month, so I definitely could use some extra donations to keep doing this podcast, because it does take a lot of resources to be able to do this. Time spent here is time that I can't spend trying to earn the funds that I need other ways. You know, I don't like asking for it. I really don't. But I know that you're a listener, and obviously you appreciate the work that I do. If that's the case, then please, if you can, consider making a donation. I do want to let you know that tentatively, I have planned to once again this year, and honestly, I lost track how many years in a row I've done this, to do a lead the 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary on this podcast. And it will kick off on September the 4th. I got to see what day that falls in. I'm ill prepared this evening, but I really do plan to do that again. So if that's something you'd be interested in, please stay tuned for further information about that. But let's start with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Holy Spirit, please inspire me to speak your message today and open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to that message. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Keeping it simple tonight, because I just want to get right to it, and I really think that sometimes we can overcomplicate our prayers. You ask the Holy Spirit to inspire you and to help you, and you're going to see some amazing things happen in your life. I promise you that. So give that a try. Let's look now at the Mass readings. We go to the first reading, which comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 15, beginning in verse 1. Now, again, we're continuing this story of Abraham. He's still called Abram at this point. And here's what we see. The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. I will make your reward very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what good will your gifts be if I keep on being childless and have as my heir the steward of my house, Eliezer? Abram continued, See, you have given me no offspring, and so one of my servants will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, No, that one shall not be your heir. Your own issue shall be your heir. He took him outside and said, Look up at the sky and count the stars, if you can. Just so, he added, shall your descendants be. Abram put his faith in the Lord, who credited it to him as an act of righteousness. He then said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land as a possession. O Lord God, he asked, how am I to know that I shall possess it? He answered him, Bring me a three-year-old heifer, a three-year-old she-goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. Abram brought him all these, split them in two, and placed each half opposite the other. But the birds he did not cut up. Birds of prey swooped down on the carcasses, but Abram stayed with them. As the sun was about to set, a trance fell upon Abram, and a deep, terrifying darkness enveloped him. When the sun had set, and it was dark, there appeared a smoking firepot and a flaming torch, which passed between those pieces. It was on that occasion that the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "To your descendants I give this land, from the Wadi of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates." Again, we see an excerpt of this relationship between Abraham, or Abram as he's called here, and the Lord. Remember, he called him when he was 75 years old. He said, "Abram, I need you to leave your homeland. You're going to have many descendants. I know you don't have any children, but don't worry, it's all going to work out." You are faced with something in your life tonight. I would be willing to bet you're faced with something in your life tonight that seems hopeless. Just read this story. Read it over again and ask the Lord to enlighten you. But don't stop asking for what you need. If you think you need something, if you think you need money to pay your bills, and it's been 5 years and you're still looking for a job, don't give up. Don't give up, but challenge the Lord. Go out on a limb. Give him a chance to perform a miracle in your life. Let's not worry right now about what happens if he says no. He said no to me many times, and I'm still standing, and I'm sure he's done the same to you. But give him that chance, so that even if he does say no today, on this date, June 28th, 2017, I am saying no to you, that does not mean that tomorrow, June the 29th, that he will still say no. It's a new day. We have to start, we have to get over this. I have been asking for 10 years. Look at St. Monica. She prayed for Augustine for how many decades? And eventually he came around. He converted. He became a priest. He became a bishop. He became ultimately a great saint and doctor of the church. What if she stopped praying? We're not going to know the answer to that because she didn't stop praying. So that I want to encourage you today, no matter what you're going through, keep asking for what you need. Don't hold back. The Lord is all-powerful, and he can do all things. Think about this. He plans to give you exactly what you're asking for. Just suppose that. But it's going to take 30 years of repeated asking. Why? That's not up to us. We can't figure out why he doesn't come through so fast sometimes. But suppose after 10 years you stopped asking. And he was going to give you what you wanted, but he wanted you to keep asking. Why? Maybe to help you to be more dependent on him. Maybe so that you could learn to be patient. Maybe because you weren't ready. There could be so many reasons why he is not giving you exactly what you need. But you stop asking, you don't get what he was prepared to give you. Why? Not because he didn't want to give it to you, but because you stopped asking. And again, we could go down that road and say, it's not fair, I shouldn't have to ask. Well, we can't make the rules. It's his game. He can make the rules. And the Lord's saying, I want you to ask me. And I think so many times we do this. We get frustrated with his rules. Well, it shouldn't work this way. I shouldn't have to ask for what I need. Well, the Lord said that it does work that way. He wants us to be dependent on him. So I would say to all of us, and I'm preaching to myself right now, believe me, I would say to all of us, we got to get over ourselves, and we have to stop getting mad that the Lord operates in mysterious ways. He does. He's God. He can do that. Keep asking. If you need something tonight, you keep asking. Abraham, it is an absolute true story. 75 years old, Abram, leave your homeland, bring your family with you, you're going to have children and many descendants. And in the midst, and I talked about this on EWTN Radio this morning on the Sunrise Morning Show, in the midst of all this, when he finally did have that son who was going to give him numerous descendants, Isaac, what did God say? Abram, I want you to sacrifice your only son, Isaac. And Abraham did it because he believed. And this is in the letter to the Hebrews, and this is the verse that I talked about this morning. He did it because he believed that God could raise someone from the dead. And you know the story, not only with Abraham and Isaac, but we know what happened to Jesus Christ. He can raise somebody from the dead. That's the kind of faith Abram had. If you are struggling tonight, first of all, ask for the Lord to help you. Say, Lord, please increase my faith. Second of all, ask Abraham to help you. He's been there. He knows what it's like. And because Abraham said yes and kept trusting and kept moving forward, even though it seemed hopeless, because of that, ultimately, guess who got a Savior? That's right. You and me, we got our Redeemer, because Abram was the initial person chosen by God to start that redemption process, to get the ball rolling. And there were a number of other people, and I talked about this last night on the program, number of other people along the way who could have said no, but they didn't, but they kept going. Ultimately, the Blessed Mother was one of many people in that chain, the most important of any of them, actually, but one of many people who could have said no. She didn't. She said, yes, we got a Savior. So it really is that important. I hope you feel encouraged after listening to this and hearing this story of Abram today. Let's look at the responsorial psalm. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. Psalm 105. Give thanks to the Lord, invoke his name, make known among the nations his deeds. Sing to him, sing his praise, proclaim all his wondrous deeds. Glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth his judgments prevail. He remembers forever his covenant, which he made binding for 1,000 generations, which he entered into with Abraham, and by his oath to Isaac. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. The Lord has made many promises. When we look in Scripture, we see a lot of promises. He's good for his word. If Jesus said that my Father will provide for you, for your needs, we have to take him at his word. He's got a good history of coming through. That doesn't mean that we don't have to do anything. He wants us to do the best we can. Whatever's in our ability to control, he wants us to do. But aside from that, there are times in life where we just have to depend on him, the Lord, to come through for us. I can only do so much. And if you're at that point in your life where you're out of ideas, you've done all you can, and you need the Lord to come through, that's your prayer for tonight. Lord, you said, and, you know, call Jesus out on this. Say, Jesus, you said that your Father would provide for my needs if I seek first the kingdom. Well, I'm seeking first the kingdom. I'm praying to you. I'm asking for your strength. I'm asking you to use me however you wish. And if you're not doing those things, do those things. But I need you, Father in heaven, to shake loose some cash or something that I need. You know, if you need it, ask for it. You ask for that tonight and see what happens. He might say no, not today. He might say no, not tomorrow. I don't know what he's going to say. But you need to read stories like this, the story of Abraham, and you need to look at Scripture when Scripture tells us things like the Lord remembers his covenant forever. He's not going to desert us. He is not going to desert us. Jesus said that he would be with us forever. And that's true. So I'm going to pray for you tonight if you're struggling with those words. Look, we all have our ups and downs, and it's important that we pray for one another to get one another through these valleys that we all are going to walk through. The gospel today, Matthew 7, verses 15 through 20, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so every tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire, so by your fruits you will know them." Okay, where do we go with this one? Jesus is telling us that we are expected to bear fruit in our lives. And I know when we have problems, when we're worried about other things, the last thing we want to hear is, well, you need to do something. I don't want to do something. I want you, Lord, to do something for me, right? I mean, we feel that way. But Jesus is telling us, you need to bear fruit in your life. So I want to ask you, and I really want, I'm speaking to, Holy Spirit is telling me right now, there's somebody out there who's listening who is really distraught about something. And I'm speaking directly to you now, because I honestly can relate. I've been going through a rough patch over the past few weeks, too, to be totally honest. And there are times when I do struggle. I do struggle. I'm in one of those valleys at the moment right now, so I get where you're coming from. Maybe not as severe as what you're experiencing, but I do get it. The Lord's saying you're expected to bear fruit. You are alive right now. He gave you another day. Moping around and complaining, it's just not going to be productive. So what I ask you to do today is to, first of all, pray. Ask for what you need, like I said. And then ask the Lord to use you in some way. And then tonight, you don't even have to go out of your house. Pray for someone in need. Maybe someone you know who's in need. Maybe in general, pray for people who are starving in the world. Pray for people who have fallen away from the Lord. Pray for the souls in purgatory. You can do that tonight. You might not feel like it. There are days that I don't feel like praying for people. There are days when I want it to be all about me. You know, I got problems. I don't really care about anybody else's problems. You know how that feels? And again, don't beat yourself up over that. That's a feeling. Feelings aren't right or wrong. That's what our church teaches us. So you're going to have those days. But try to muscle through and say a little prayer. Say an Our Father, say a Hail Mary, whatever you want. Use your own words. Pray for someone else who really needs help. And the Lord will hear those prayers. And he's not going to ignore you. It's not like, well, I'm not praying for myself. I'm not going to get what I want. I can't waste my time praying for somebody else. No. And you're expected to bear some kind of fruit. What is that fruit? It's going to be different for each one of us. It's a wake-up call. And that's why I'm glad to have my guest, Chris Stepien, on. We're going to have him coming up in just a few minutes. Because we have a limited number of days on this earth. Let's do the best we can with those days, okay? We are going to be judged. I'm not going to lie to you. We are. God is good. He loves you. He will not desert you, but he expects you to do what you can. And no matter what's going on in your life, I don't care if you can't get out of bed, you can pray, you can offer up your suffering, you can do something. Let's all try to dig down deep and do that today, okay? We'll be right back with a pre-recorded interview. I did this on my morning show, Spirit of the Morning, with author Chris Stepien. Thanks for listening to The Gary Zimak Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. During Leah Chase's childhood, her father taught her three rules for good living. He said, when you get up in the morning, you pray, you work, and you do for others. Since Leah Chase is now in her 90s, has been married for 70 years and is known as New Orleans' Queen of Creole Cuisine, those rules have served her well. As reported by LoyolaPress.com, more than 60 years ago, Mrs. Chase helped change her in-law's bar and sandwich shop called Dookie Chase. She changed it into a sit-down restaurant for African Americans like herself, who weren't allowed to eat in white establishments. Today, her Catholic faith keeps her going. When she gets sore from working long hours, Mrs. Chase says, I ask Jesus to take that aching as a prayer, and my work becomes my prayer. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Our friend Chris Stepien joins us now. Chris has written a book, one of the best books that I have come across. That's why I'm so pleased that he joins us as a regular guest on the show. The book is Dying to Be Happy, Discovering the Truth About Life. If today was your last, if you knew today was your last day, what would be important to you and how would you spend your time? I think that's a question we should all ask ourselves. Chris is here today to remind us that it's never too late. I'm going to repeat that. It's never too late to change direction. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother.
How are you
today?
How was
your Mother's Day?
My Mother's Day was great. We had a great time with the family celebrating the great gift of my wife, Eileen. And yours?
Fabulous. Celebrated both with my lovely wife, Ellen, and my mother, Irene, who's 88 and a half, and we've been blessed to have her so long.
Nice.
And I've been blessed to have such a wonderful partner in my wife, Ellen.
Nice. So great to hear that. Hey, Chris, you and I have something in common at the present time. We're both moving, right? Which can be very crazy. How are things going with your move?
Well, actually. But because we're taking it a day at a time.
That's the secret.
Yep. We're not in control. We're powerless. Things are going to happen. Just roll with it and trust God.
Chris.
And everything will be fine.
Chris, doesn't moving remind us of that fact? I know in my case, it really reminds us that, hey, man, we are not in control at all.
Yeah, and you know what? The other thing it teaches us is it's all stuff, the things of your home.
Yes.
I mean, Jesus said, you know, the foxes have dens, birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay rest his head.
That's right.
And he wasn't hung up on things, and we are so hung up on things. We had a moving sale Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Oh, the stuff that we collected over 33 years.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? Because we did the same thing. We did a major downsizing, and man, we were just, we didn't even think we had that much stuff, but boy, did we have stuff.
Yeah, and it weighs us down.
Yes.
It is so liberating to let it go, just to
it is.
Let it go. It and all the things that we worry about and collect and store and pack and for that day when I'm going to need it. But who knows if you'll get to that day.
You are right. And that's what I like about your message. That's why we have you on the show. Because, Chris, don't you agree we lose sight of the big picture? We lose sight of the fact that life is more than just a short span of time that we're here on Earth?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Death puts everything in its proper perspective.
Yeah.
If you think about that. Yeah, and whether you have a minute or 100 years, as a poll say on birthdays, stall out 100 years.
Oh, yeah.
You have a purpose. God has a mission for us.
Mm-hmm.
But if we make the wrong choices, as St. Paul says, if I do what I hate, in other words, I cling to sin that is integral in my flesh, and I neglect, oh, my soul, that which is spiritual,
that's right,
then I get in trouble. If I rely on my own designs, then I get in trouble. If I turn to God and say, Lord, I know I'm powerless over people, places, and things, like the 12 steps of AA, then I can put myself into his hands, turn my will and my life over to his will. You know how we say in the Our Father, thy will be done.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can live a life that's meaningful, that then can be happy. Because the key to happiness is serenity, letting go, basically saying, Lord, I know that I'm not God.
Yep.
I know that you are. And so, therefore, I know that I can't make it without you. So, thank you for being so merciful to me. And I'm going to try to be merciful to everybody I meet, including myself.
Right, exactly. And, Chris, let's talk a little bit about one of the messages that I like in your book, the fact that it's never too late to change direction. I think sometimes we come to grips with the fact that, and let's face it, we deny each day, we try to run away from the fact that we are mortal and we will die one day, but oftentimes we come to grips with it and we realize one day it pops into our head, hey, I'm going to die, and oftentimes we think that, oh, it's too late, I keep committing the same old sins, there's nothing I can do, and then we begin to panic about death. But your message is that it's never too late. We can turn our lives around. We can change direction.
Well, it's my message because it's Jesus' message.
Right.
He offers a parable about the laborers in the vineyard. The dudes that showed up at 5 p.m. to work got the exact same wage, day's wage, is those that started at dawn, 9 a.m., noon, and 3.
Mm.
And the early risers were, hey, where's my... They thought they were going to get something extra.
Right.
But Jesus explained, in the kingdom of God, the last shall be first and the first shall be last, which means, you know, this is God's form of justice. He doesn't think like we do. He is merciful. And so we ask for this mercy, and God is waiting. He's just waiting to give it to us. And then he wants us in return to give it to everybody else, you know, to pay it forward. And yes, we can change. And if you need, I have a good buddy, Father Joe Marquis, and he likes to say that Christianity is a 12-step group for recovering sinners.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not familiar with the 12 steps, it's the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, which have become the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous, and every other anonymous, including those people who are, you know, they like to control other people, Codependence Anonymous, you know.
Yeah.
The idea that I have to let go, I have to stop trying to control things and turn my will and my life over to God. And there are 12 steps that'll get you there. And in the book, we review them and give us perspective. And it's amazing how linked they are to so many of Jesus' other messages about, you know, judge not lest ye be judged. Remove the log from your eye before you reach for that tiny splinter in the eye of your brother or sister. You know, what your we like to see things that are wrong with other people. And you remember that old saying, takes one to know one?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because we're so familiar with what we see.
That's right.
We don't realize it's like looking in the mirror. It's our reflection that we're caught up in. Because we don't want to deal with what the crud that we've got. It's so much easier to sweep up your side of the street, Gary.
Oh, it is.
Of course. That big. I got this big broom for you.
That's right. That's
but
right.
But what about Chris?
Man. You know,
hey, I need a street sweeper.
Hey,
the big machine with the giant brush.
Chris, I hate to say this, but we only have a couple seconds left. These segments fly by. I want to thank you for joining us. The message is, it's never too late.
It's never too late.
We have to recognize our sinfulness, right?
Even when we're out of time, it's never too late.
There you go, brother.
The 18th century skeptic philosopher David Hume argued the wise man should never believe in miracles because the evidence for what occurs over and over, the regular, always outweighs evidence for what does not, the rare. But is Hume right? Well, no, and here are some reasons why. First, it's not true evidence for uniform experience always outweighs evidence for what is rare. For example, have you experienced any Big Bangs lately? My guess is no. Does that mean we should reject the Big Bang? Of course not. Second, Hume's principle nullifies science itself. How could scientists ever reasonably use new findings to update their understanding of the universe if it's unreasonable to accept what contradicts our uniform experience? The answer is, they couldn't. So, are miracles in and of themselves off limits for the wise, as Hume puts it? Absolutely not. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Thank you, Carlo Broussard, and thank you for tuning into the program today. I also want to thank Chris Stepien for joining us with that great interview. Remember what I said, whatever you're struggling with tonight, if you need something, make sure you let the Lord know what you need. Don't keep it a secret, but above all, don't give up. Don't stop asking for whatever it is that you need. He is a God who is all-powerful. And he's also good for his word. He's going to be there whenever you need him. Again, please continue to help me to spread the word about this program. Let your friends know that we are out here and this program is available on Blog Talk Radio, on iTunes, on TuneIn Radio, free of charge, 30 minutes each Monday through Friday. And I'm pleased to be able to do this for you. Remember, if you need anything, if I can help you in any way, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And if you want to make a donation to my work to help me keep going, to continue to bring the good news, thank you for all your support. And please continue to do, if you can do that, remember to visit my website, followingthetruth.com, and just click on the donate tab, and you can do that securely through PayPal. Again, it's been a pleasure. I hope you have a wonderful evening. God willing, I will be back with you once again tomorrow for another episode of the program. But in the meantime, remember this, wherever you go today, whatever you do, whatever situation you find yourself in, the Lord is right by your side. Make sure you turn around and say hi, and also ask him for what you need. God bless you. Thanks again for tuning in. Talk to you next time. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.